said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Get my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah. I'm moving.
Upanishads mention the story of two birds. There is a tree and there are two birds. One bird is down here, one is sitting at the top. The bird which is below is splitting from one twig to another twig. It's going from one branch to another branch. It is tasting the fruit. Sometimes the fruit is sweet, sometimes it is bitter. When the fruit is sweet, the bird is happy. And when the fruit is bitter, it is unhappy. And every time it tastes, the bird looks up at this bird. And the bird here is so calm, so tranquil, so peaceful. This bird is not partaking of any food, but this bird is tasting and suffering. Sometimes happy, sometimes unhappy. And every time this bird looks up, it feels, oh, what is this bird? Who is this bird? Let me know. And gradually this bird, the bird which is below, climbs up, moves up, and reaches this bird. And after reaching, it comes to the realization that we both are one. The bird which was below was just a reflection of the bird which was up there. So they were not two, they were one. The higher self and the lower self. The lower self is just a reflection of the higher self. And when you reach your higher self, you get rid of all the upheavals that were happening in the lower self. The song says, he said to her, I am in trouble and pain. Every day is the same. I need help from you. She is here. Somewhere. Up there. And he is here. Down. And there is a difference. He feels that she is there and she can guide me. You can even say that this is a soul and this is Supreme Soul. He said to her, I am in trouble and pain. Every day is the same. I need help from you. She said to him, set your sails towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. Just start. What are you doing here? Begin the journey. Set your sails. For the light I shine is reflecting you. There is a light and it is reflecting you. Just move towards me. And he sailed over the sea and the sun in the sky and the moon came around and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set her his heart on her. Lighten up my mind and purify my soul. He went out in the journey and he is saying, purify my mind and lighten up my mind. I call to you, amazing grace. Lay this burden down before you. See all of me. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, he got the reply from her. What she said? The light I shine is reflecting the light that is in you all the time. The light in me is the glory of you. If I am lighthouse, you are lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace. Lay these burdens down before you see all of me. So they were one. We are not two. This can be taken in this manner, or they were the part of the same self. They were no he or she. They were just one, but appearing to be two, yin and yang. There is always a struggle between lower self and the higher self. This is higher self, this is lower self. Lower self brings you down, higher self takes you up. Lower self takes you to vices, to darkness, to negativity. And higher self says, no, this is not the way. Lower self takes you towards body, higher self takes you towards soul. Anything that makes you more of body, anything that makes you more of soul, anything that makes you more of body, you can think of it as your enemy. Anything that takes you towards soul and that makes you more of soul is your friend. Now you decide. The moment you eat, you are more of body. And when you don't eat, you are more of soul. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, forget your body and the bodies of others. But how to forget the body? We are all the time in this body. How to forget? And without forgetting the body, Rajyoga doesn't start. There are only two methods to forget the body. First, pranic living, BLS, Vegetarian lifestyle. And second, observing the sensations of the body, body scanning. So, it is a triangle. Rajyoga is here. And pranic living is this, and body scanning is here. You watch the sensations of the body. You watch what is happening on the body from top till bottom, bottom till top till bottom, top till bottom. Observing, which is called vipassana. These are the only two methods. You control the diet. You work on the food, because it is the food that makes your body conscious. Because the moment you change your diet, your thoughts change. All your emotional attachments fall down. All the cravings, they go away. The lust cannot exist. The moment you eat cooked, you find the passion surging within you. The moment you go on raw, you find everything is happening on its own. Forget health and other benefits. We are only talking about vices. We are only talking about soul consciousness. Forget raw. You move towards liquids. Pure liquids, thick liquids, pure liquids. It's a journey from thick liquids towards pure liquids, thin liquids. You find suddenly something else is happening in the body. Your body is under your control. So that is first method, working on diet. And second, working on sensations. You come to understand that you are not addicted to anything outside. You are addicted to the sensations which are on the body. When I eat, it is not the addiction to that food. The addiction is to the sensation which has come up on my tongue. So I start working on the sensations which are happening. So the main focus becomes sensation and understanding the nature of the sensation. How the sensations work. They are so temporary. They come and they go. They come and they go. They are not permanent. So why I should get attached to them? So these are the only two most powerful methods. 80% work will be done by food. And remaining 20% by body sensations. Today, we'll take a very important chapter. Vegetarianism means those who take vegetarian food. Non-vegetarian means who take non-vegetarian food. Fruitarian means who take fruits. Sproutarian means who take sprouts. Juicearian means who take juices. Watarian means who take water. Solarian, who takes solar energy. And breatharian means whose food is breath. Whose food is breath. So what is this breath? And how can this be food? Breatharianism is physical perfection. Man came into physical existence a perfect breatharian. When man descended on this planet Earth for the first time, as a deity in golden age, he was complete breatharian. He did not need anything. No food was needed. He ate for enjoyment, not for need. Because the body is so perfect. The five elements are so pure, sattvic. And such a body will never have craving, will never have hunger, will never have thirst. The body is so pure. The mind is so pure. The atmosphere, the elements are so pure. Do you think that they are feeling hungry? Where is my breakfast? It's a breakfast time, it's a lunch time, let's finish. Lakshmi is busy in monitoring preparation of food in kitchen. Man came into this physical existence a perfect breatharian, God breathed into his nostril the breath of life and man became a living entity. That is Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7, Bible, Old Testament. God breathed into his nostril the breath of life and man became a living entity. Nothing was lacking and nothing was needed. The breath of life supplied all the requirements of animation. Breatharian needs air only and nothing more to sustain his body. In that state of physical perfection, man has no other wants. The less man needs, the more he becomes like God and who uses nothing and are immortal, said the ancient masters. Poverty, want and sickness are the work of man. What evolution we have done? Poverty. We are progressed. This is our civilization. Want and sickness. This is what we have achieved. And we are proud of our achievements. We say earlier man was so uncultured. And we are so cultured people. So what is your achievements? Poverty, sickness and want. They are the products of his habit and corresponds with his desire. He increases his burden as he multiplies his want. The less man needs, the more complete he becomes. He gains perfection as he gains freedom from all wants. The more wants he has, the less complete he is, and farther he inclines from perfection. He changes his world as he changes himself. Next. Breath of life. Every living being must breathe the air in order to live. The tree breathes air through the leaves. The leaves are the, in this sense, the lungs of the tree. Insects breathe the air through tiny openings in their body. Frogs breathe the air partly through the skin. Fish breathe the air by taking oxygen out of the water as it passes over their gills. Man breathes the air through the air cells of the lungs. Hardly anyone understands this science of breathing. Breathing is a science which all should know and practice. It is the air that renews our blood and brings life to all our organs. During the COVID time, there was no scarcity of food in the world. What was less? Oxygen. People did not die from the lack of food, but they died from the lack of oxygen. But nobody ever focused later on. But people always talked what food to be taken, what we should eat so that we become healthy. Nobody asked what air we should breathe. It is the air which is needed for staying alive. It is the air that purifies the blood. And what air you are breathing is absolutely polluted air. Look at the metro cities. What is the AQI? Check the AQI of Delhi. Today, air quality index, Mumbai, and what is the AQI of Mount Abu? AQI should be 50 or less than that, then the air is pure. Go in the cities, what is the AQI, air quality index? Air is so polluted and there is no dearth, no scarcity of food in the cities, but air, and that's why people keep on suffering. In the New York City once, they had taken a picture from the skies and they saw the whole city was covered with dark clouds, soot. Mount Abu 51, AQI. AQI should be 50 or below that. When the air is pure, Mumbai 160, 166 is absolutely polluted. You should never go. Delhi 258, the worst polluted city. The moment you get, and in Delhi, you get all fruits. In the dead of the night, if you want avocado, you can get it. You can get all food. But people are sick. Why? Because the air is polluted. And we just need pure air. And when we sustain on pure air, our food requirement reduces. Increase the breathing and decrease the food. We need more air rather than food. Hardly anyone understands this science of breathing, which all should know and practice. It is the air that renews our blood and brings life to all our organs. It is the air that helps to give us balance and to keep our physical and psychic functions in good order. Most people use only a third, a quarter, or even a one-fifth part of lung's total surface. Our lung surface area is so big, we are not using this. That's why lung size is less, our stomach size, abdomen size is more. In golden age, it is not like that. Golden age, lung is more, stomach is less. Now this has become bigger because of constant using. So what? In the golden age, stomach was not there, it was there, but in the rudimentary stage, not much use. Because lungs are the organ of digestion. Deities, lungs are the organ of digestion. Digestive system is this. This was of not much use. In the copper age, person started eating a lot. And then the size of this stomach as a plastic bag increased. Modern man is the degenerate descendant of the Bredarian. During millions of years, the man has inhabited the earth. His environment and the many habits he has formed has forced the body to adapt itself under the law of vital adjustment to many evil conditions and to harmful substances in order to survive all that which was foreign to the body and injurious in character. So, the journey is slowly descended. When we came, we were Bredarians. Then gradually, we became Liquidarian. Then fruitarian, then vegetarian, and then carnivorism, non-vegetarian. Bredarian indicates a plant or animal that neither eats nor drinks and subsists entirely on the substance contained in the air. It is surprising to know how many such plants and animals there are. The Spanish moss hanging on the trees of Florida gets all the substances from the air and grows so fast. The big cactus plant on the dry, barren deserts of the southwestern parts of USA gets their substance from the air, their roots serving as an anchor to hold the plant in place and complete the life circuit. So it's the breathing which is more important, rather than eating. So it's very difficult for a person who is a Bredarian. If you tell that person enter a polluted city, he will start feeling hungry. When you are on the mountains, you are no more hungry. That's why sages, saints, sadhus, yogis, where they did tapasya? The mountains. Natural places. Where there is abundant prana. Where the prana energy is filled. They survived on prana. Prana is not air. Prana is not oxygen. Oxygen is a very small part, which is there. 21% oxygen. In the air. Prana is something which is higher. So, in this pranic journey, in this Bredarian journey, the focus should be on prana. The focus should be on breathing. So, one must learn different breathing techniques. So, what are they? First, breath awareness. As I said, Anapanasati, it is known as. The first method is breath awareness. Just sit and observe the breath. Breath is coming, breath is going. Breath is coming, breath is going. You are not doing anything more than that. Just focus on the area above the below the nostril and above the lips, upper lips, this area. Focus here and watch the breath coming in, going out. And you will come to realization. The mind is so much uncontrolled. The moment you try to focus on breath, it goes either in the past or in the future. And this Anapanasati, this technique of breath awareness, it should be pure breath awareness. Do not associate any mantra, any name, any practice with it. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4 in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Don't do that. No numbering. No soman. No self-respect. Nothing. Just pure breath. And within 30 seconds, you will see mind is going here and there. Within 30 seconds. If you attach something, Om Namah Shivaya or some mantra, then the mind will become focused. But our aim is not concentration of mind or peace of mind. If you observe breath, pure breath, gradually you start observing your vices. Observing breath takes you towards subconscious mind, because breathing is connected to subconscious mind. So you watch, you watch, you watch. Coming in, going out. At least watch it for 1 minute. This is the aim. How much time? 1 minute. Spasht jankari. Absolute. You should be able to watch at least 1 minute. And then gradually make it 2 minutes. For making 2 minutes, it will need a lot of practice. 1 minute itself takes a lot of practice. Just watching breath. Close the eyes and watch. Don't try to manipulate. No pranayama. Just watching. Breath is coming. Breath is going. Breath is coming. And not associating any numbering, any mantra, any picture, any image, any idol, nothing. Just breath. And feel the touch of the breath to the inside nostrils. How far it goes and how it comes out. This is the practice. First practice. Second practice is inhale and exhale. Inhale love, exhale love. Inhale love, exhale love. I am taking all the life energy, love inside me, and love is going out of me to the universe. This is another practice. The third, you all know. Inhale, exhale. Take positivity, exhale negativity. Anything you can do. Any virtue inside and anything which you want to move out, you don't want, that is going out. Love inside, hate outside. Positivity inside, negativity outside. So inhale, exhale. That is the third method. The fourth is pranayama. Pranayama is absolute manipulation of the breath. All the 7 different types of pranayama, or even more for that matter. Shitali pranayama, bhastrika pranayama. Anulom vilom, kapalbhati, ujjayini pranayama. All the different pranayams. Omkar. Pranayama is a must in this journey. There are some Brahmacharyas who don't believe in this, but if you do this, it will be helpful. Panch pran. There are 5 pranas. You will be aware of your breathing. Because during the periods of vices, when you are under the influence of vices, for example, you are angry, your breath is so fast. So when you practice this breath awareness, you can practice this even during those times and you become calm. So pranayama, all different types of pranayama, bhastrika, anulom vilom, kapalbhati, nadi shodhan, any pranayama you do. But there should be some practice of pranayama that keep you focused on the breath, the flow of breathing. And there are very other methods like Wim Hof methods of breathing and many others who have invented. Actually, this is all coming from India. The foreigners have done to our pranayama what we have done to their pizza. They have created so many different methods of breathing. Actually, they all are coming from Indian methods of breathing. Just as they have one pizza, but we have created so many in Indian versions. So they have done the same thing with our breathing. Pranayama. Practice of pranayama is important. So these are the 5 things. Breath awareness. Love in. Inhale, exhale. Again, third inhale, exhale. Pranayama. And fifth, box breathing. This is very important and very simple, which you can practice throughout the day. Box breathing or square breathing. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 1, 2, 3, 4, inside. 1, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold outside, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's simple. You complete the box and gradually increase the timing. Start with 5, 4 rounds, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then hold inside. Then, 1, 2, 3, 4, exhale. Then hold outside now. Gradually make it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hold outside. So first practice this with numbering and gradually remove the numbers and start converting this practice into Rajyoga, which you can practice in Paramdham, in soul world. How? Shiva Baba is here. I take energy from him. Where I am taking? In the soul. 1, 2, 3, 4. So all the energy from him, for example, love, bliss, anything, powers, 1, 2, 3, 4, it is coming here. Now, when you hold, see that the energy is flowing in the head here, only this area, in the head. So this is the holding. Now when you breathe out, 1, 2, 3, 4, it is going from head to the whole body. Now hold inside means now it is circulating in the body. So first round complete. So practice this in Paramdham. Or when you feel craving, practice square breathing. So, for next 7 days, we are on liquid diets. Clear liquids. And those who can't do, they can go for 100% raw. And those who can't do even that, they can go for OMAD. One cooked meal and rest all liquids. Either of the three. But those who have already been good practice, they can straight away jump for 7 days pure liquids. Liquid Aryan. And in between, when you feel craving and hungry, start with square breathing, box breathing. So start after 10 minutes, 20 minutes of square breathing, your hunger is gone. Hunger bypassed. And so what this breathing thing does, so these are the 5 methods of breathing. First, breath awareness. Second, in, out. Positive, positive. Third, positive inside, negative outside. Then pranayama and box breathing or square breathing. In the journey of Bridharian life, square breathing is must. Now, what does breathing do? First, benefits of breathing. First, it helps in detoxification. Carbon dioxide is the waste product. We want to be thrown out. There are 4 methods of elimination. 4 organs. First is lungs, skin, urine and excreta. These are the 4 methods by which unwanted material goes out from the body. So, detoxification. Breathing is a method of detoxification. Breathing exercises are must because you want your body to become clean. And if it is associated with so many toxins, how can body be clean? So, fresh air should go inside. Seek fresh air, places where there is a pranic energy, high pranic energy, waterfalls, sea, trees, mountains. These are the places with a very high pranic flow. And closed spaces, no pranic flow. People sit in their room, sleep in their room with closed windows and closed doors, and they die of heart attacks. Let's see that your room is well ventilated, not like this room. There is no ventilation here. There should be cross ventilation. Air is coming one side, going from other side. And best thing is to sleep outside. Go on the terrace and sleep there. That is the best thing to sleep. Best place to sleep. This author, the one whom I was reading, he spent 1 year once in Florida under a tree, whole year, to experience what is the life. Another method is camping. Go out and do camping overnight somewhere. Many people do also in Mount. You can go on the Chhat, you don't need camp, you just need mosquito net. That's it. Otherwise, mosquitoes don't allow you to sleep. They are yogis' worst enemies since copper age. They never allowed him to meditate. So the first thing about breathing is helps in detoxification. The second, it eases the mind. Breathing is a natural stress buster. When you are too much in stress, start deep breathing. Start pranayama. Stress will go away. Third, breathing improves the thought process. Just as raw diet makes the mind clear, so also breathing helps in attaining the clarity and improves the focus. Fourth, it keeps you young. What makes us old? Why person becomes old? By inhaling impure air filled with toxins. Your vehicles, so much pollution they create. Because of that, person becomes old. If you want to stay young, seek fresh air. And if you are staying in polluted airs, atmosphere, you can have air purifier. It's a small instrument. Starting from 2,000 to 50,000 rupees. It depends which one you are taking. So air purifier is also available. There are many places in Shantivan, many people have got air purifier. You can keep that on. It's an artificial method. The best method is natural air purifier. Then next, it helps in controlling emotions. Breathing exercises helps in controlling emotion, all pranayamas for that matter. It makes you closer, it brings you closer to the understanding of self. Next, functionality of your organ increases. Your organs start functioning well. Seventh, it helps in muscle building. Muscle building, we only know one method of muscle building. Gym and eating. That's it. When person goes to gym, they are told pre-workout meals. Peanut butter, protein powders, protein shakes, and post-workout meal you should eat. And they become bodybuilder till the age of 40 or 50. After that, they are filled with diseases because of the things they have eaten. Once upon a time, they were bodybuilders. And now, they are body. Body is filled with sickness and diseases. Next, blood quality improves. Your blood becomes pure. When the air is pure, blood is pure. Next, it helps in cell repair. Even if you get injured, healing will be very fast. Next, it keeps depression at bay. Mood, you will never suffer from depression. Those people who do pranayama, yogasana, they are very healthy people, physically and even mentally. Improves mood and concentration. It is fluctuating mood swings. Suddenly somebody becomes angry. Suddenly happy, unhappy, happy, unhappy. Mood swings are too much. So breathing exercises, they help in controlling breath and mood swings. So these are the different benefits of breathing. So work more on breathing rather than on eating. Prana in, food out. Prana should go in and food should move out. Welcome prana. And bye bye food. Food in, prana in, food out. So the more you breathe, the less you eat. The more you breathe, you don't feel hungry. And if you feel hungry, start pranayama. Go to the open air and then sleep. And increase your touch with nature. Try sleeping in open air. Try spend as much time as possible in the fresh air. And the enemy of a yogi is AC. This is an artificial cooling mechanism. No touch of pure air. You get diseased and sick here. And so many allergies develop. Heater. Now heat, cold is coming. October, November and December. Everybody wants heater in the room. And they are unhappy that somebody is having heater. I don't have heater. You become heater yourself. Solarium. Why you want heater? This is a mental preparation. Okay, now I'm giving one more thing. Snowman, Wim Hofman. Create a mental time, mental this thing, a conditioning I don't need heater. One, I will not say so much cold. Don't keep on seeing the temperature. Unless and until the temperature goes below 5, I will not get affected. Create this powerful thought. Unless and until the temperature goes below 5, nothing will happen to me. And stick to the same water for bathing. Same alternate shower. Start with hot and end with cold. Even in the cold, 0 degree temperature. Start with cold hot water and end always with cold water. That is known as James Bond shower, Scottish shower. That opens all the pores and your sleep vanishes. You become powerful. You feel fresh. This is a routine practice, even if... Okay, so Scottish shower, James Bond shower, alternate shower, start with hot, always end with cold. And use a thick cloth, towel, khadi or something to wipe so that all these pores open. There is toxin accumulated here. Our aim is to become healthy. Our aim is to become filled with prana. So when you are filled with prana, no disease can ever attack you. You don't need pharmacy. You don't need doctors and you don't need hospitals. Bye-bye to all of them. You can go them just for meeting in a friendly way, but not for... Okay, Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata chapita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods. Feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive.